Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. We're going to have fun today. We're going to talk about confidence. So what does confidence look like to you? Now, we're going to get a bunch of answers when you think about what does confidence look like to us. I never even thought about not being confident. I didn't know that I wasn't confident. I just assumed I was because I attached confidence to my achievements, right? Like I've done well in school and I got into med school and I became a doctor and I went down the path that I was supposed to go, right? And I was so confident that I did the right thing. And I can tell you that definition of confidence is so not here anymore. So some of you guys may know, I shared this, but last week I was in Dallas for my coaching school mastermind. They meet annually. I've only been to one other live event, you know, because with COVID, things weren't happening. And so this time when we went, they give out some financial awards. Last time I didn't receive any awards. A lot of my friends did. And I was so happy for them. And also, you know, also hoping and wishing that I could have received that. And my biggest reason was because I wanted more people that look like me achieving in a space that wasn't typical, right? And yes, we can talk about the spelling bee. That's true. That is a good one. And we can talk about all the career goals, right? But I wanted that. And some of my friends who are brown women, they did achieve this goal and I was super excited for them. But this is something I wanted for me. And this time I got a option to apply for the award. And the award was if you've made six figures as a coach, as a life coach in any way, whatever way you practice. And I did. I did do that last year. So woohoo, yay me. But to me, that is less about the number that I made and more about the amount of women that I got to work with and got to help. And I really got to live out my passion, you know. So a lot of times I'll talk to my friends and I'll say, I'm not here to hustle. I'm not here to, you know, rush and overwork, right? Because if I wanted to do that, I could have just done that in my previous career, right? In my doctor job. I was telling my friends who are not doctors, right? Lawyers and finance and business and stuff. But the currency that I value in my life are not dollar bills. Of course, they're lovely and they create a lot of opportunities, but it's freedom. And I know a lot of these ladies who I've known for a couple years now were kind of taken aback by my answer. Not because it's a bad answer, it's a wrong answer, right? Just because the way that I said it, right? The way that I truly believe that for myself. The currency in my life is freedom. Freedom that I have inside my head, inside my heart, inside my soul. I didn't even know this is something I didn't have or that I wanted before I came into this space, right? And I came into coaching, for those of you who don't know, not because I was burnt out in my job, but because I was burnt out in my life. I was struggling in my relationships. And the relationship I was struggling with most was the relationship with myself. I was so hard on myself, constantly doubting myself, judging and criticizing myself. And that opened the door for other people to do the same. So instead of blaming those folks for everything, I want to take ownership that this is what I created for me only because I didn't know any better or any different. This is all I knew. Achieve, do more, it's better. So when I told my friends that the currency that I evaluate my life in is freedom, I had at least, and I want to tell you guys, at least four people every day who I'm not very close with on a regular basis come up to me and say, the pile that was there before, I can't even recognize her now. And not that we're trying to say she was bad or not fun or, you know, not, you know, someone you should be proud of, but you've grown so much and your confidence in the way that you present yourself, the way that you speak, the energy, you know, at which you enter a room with, right? And honestly, guys, like, I'm gonna say a bunch of good things about myself just so you guys can normalize that for yourself. It is totally fine, if not more than fine, to say good things about you, because you guys have worked so hard. Just like me, you guys have worked so hard. And the reality is, yes, I felt the difference within myself that when I entered a room, I was glowing. And it had nothing to do with anyone else being a certain way, treating me a certain way, thinking I'm something or not something. It was because I believed that about myself. Confidence is everything and is always available to you because it's a choice. You can choose to feel confident in who you are, how you look, what you weigh, what your body looks like, your career goals, your family choices, your marital status, the choice to be a parent or not. None of those things can hold you from being confident. And when I had acquaintances, some of them, come up to me and tell me, last year or 2 years ago, the way that you entered a room, I wouldn't have noticed you. But now you're just happy. You're just joyful. It doesn't matter what's happening around you, your confidence is exuding through every part of you. And this is exactly what I've been working towards. It doesn't mean that life isn't hard. It doesn't mean that I'm struggling in certain parts of my life. No, of course I am. But it doesn't have to change the way I feel about me. And this is the work that I do with all of you guys. This is what I encourage you guys to allow for yourself to have. And I know it's not like a button, I'm gonna press it, now I have it. No, it takes work. But guess what? It already feels uncomfortable here right now without the confidence. So what do you have to lose? This is the exact reason I do the work that I do. I want all of us to feel the way I did, standing on the stage, getting my award. And I just want to say, this year they wanted everyone to say a one-liner. Last time, actually, I did a whole talk. I was the first Asian woman to speak on that stage. And so what is a one-liner compared to a five-minute talk? Yeah, nothing, but, you know, still scary because I wasn't prepared. And they want everyone who received an award for the first time to say something. And when I looked at that line of women, I was the only brown woman, right? There was another Asian coach. I was really excited for her. I was the only brown woman, only South Asian woman to be getting this award this year for the first time. And I owned it. I got up and I was, of course, stressed, but it's okay. Being stressed just means you care. You know, I just coached someone on that. When you're feeling anxious, it just means that you care. It's not a problem. So super anxious. I practiced in my head and I got my blue Tiffany's box from my coach, who, you know, I respect for the work that she's done in this space and really coached me directly. And I held the award, I went to the mic, and I said, I never thought that something like this was possible for someone who looked like me. And I'm here to represent all South Asian women today And now I know it's inevitable for all of us. I know, right? That was good. It came from my heart. And I knew it was good because it came from my heart. And I want all of us to tap into what's in our heart and what we really want. In a couple days, I'm doing a workshop on confidence. And in that workshop, I'm going to talk to you guys about what does confidence look like for each one of us? What are the things that we get to do when we feel confident? We're not second-guessing ourselves. We're not doubting all our decisions. We're not overthinking and spending all the time and energy questioning ourselves. We also ask for what we really want without stressing about everyone else's feelings. Because guess what, you guys? You can't control how someone else feels ever. I know we've been told time after time that you made me feel whatever, right? Sad, disappointed, angry, frustrated. That's the biggest lie. You cannot make anyone feel anything. I know in my home, apparently, I still hear that. You made me feel. And I know my kids understand this concept. They're still learning, you know, but adults, you made me feel. This is the best gift I give myself. And I actually coached my client on this today, is that you can't make anyone feel anything. They're their own people. They have their own brains. They get to create their own stories and feel their own emotions. They can have thoughts about stuff that you say or do, but you can't control how they take it. So when you have confidence, you don't spend all your time trying to control things ahead of time, trying to be 10 steps ahead, trying to walk on eggshells just so someone won't feel something, and you're willing to feel all the negative on their behalf. And finally, when you're confident, you get to finally love the life that you work so hard to build that looks so good on paper. Because paper is in life. So sign up for my workshop and participate. You just have to register, get on my email list where the link will go. And let's say you miss some of it. I'll send you a replay. Don't worry. But I want you to come live and participate. This is for you guys. You guys get to interact with me. You got to get to ask questions. Excuse me. I'm here to have this feeling be created for each and every one of you with what you are believing about you, right? I'm confident because I'm choosing that I have one life to live and I'm going to live it the best I can now. I'm not going to look at my past. I'm not going to worry about the future. Confidence. What would confidence look like to you? I'd love to hear from all of you. Have a lovely day.
Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.